Manufacturing boom validates CCMP's building services. Bet as data center demand accelerates. CCMP Growth's portfolio company Arrow has acquired Legrand's Enterprises, a specialty plumbing and HVAC firm, in a tuck-in transaction that signals accelerating consolidation in the fragmented mechanical contractor space. The deal comes as U.S. manufacturing activity reached a four-year high in July 2026, with the ISM manufacturing PMI registering 55.6%, pointing to robust construction demand across multifamily and light commercial property development. Arrow operates as an HVAC and plumbing installation services provider focused exclusively on multifamily and light commercial property developers. Financial terms of the Legrand's acquisition were not disclosed, but the transaction follows a pattern of specialty contractor roll-ups targeting recurring revenue streams tied to new construction activity. The timing aligns with a production surge across manufacturing sectors, with the ISM production index hitting 58.5% in July 2026, up 6.3 percentage points from June and the highest reading since November 2021. Manufacturing output expansion historically correlates with capital expenditure on industrial facilities, warehouses, and supporting infrastructure, all of which require mechanical systems installation. The ISM's backlog of orders index registered 55% in July, up 4.5 percentage points from June, suggesting sustained demand visibility for construction-linked service providers. For private equity firms like CCMP Growth, this macroeconomic backdrop validates thesis around essential building services consolidation, where scale drives pricing power and operational efficiency in a still highly localized industry. The broader context matters. Manufacturing's return to expansion after years of volatility creates downstream opportunities in construction services. What CCMP sees in Arrow is not just HVAC installation. It is exposure to a multi-year capital investment cycle with sticky customer relationships and high switching costs once projects commence. Manufacturing momentum fuels infrastructure build-out. The July 2026 ISM data reveals more than cyclical improvement. The new orders index expanded for the seventh consecutive month, registering 56.7%, while the employment index hit 52.8%, marking the first expansion reading in 33 months. This labor market inflection point signals contractors are staffing up for sustained project pipelines, not short-term spikes. Respondents to the ISM survey pointed to semiconductor, AI infrastructure, and data center construction as key demand drivers. One respondent in computer and electronic products noted that the build-out of AI infrastructure globally is nearing real activation. Products going into data centers are at full procurement and manufacturing ramp-up. Data centers require substantial mechanical systems, cooling infrastructure, backup power, fire suppression, and specialized HVAC to maintain server environments. These installations command premium pricing and multi-year service contracts. The chemical products sector respondent described a very opportunistic and reactive marketplace, where as many customers are slowing down, an equal number are growing. This bifurcation creates openings for well-capitalized roll-up platforms like Arrow to pick up distressed competitors or tuck in regional players lacking growth capital. The fragmentation play. Why specialty contractors attract private equity capital. Specialty contracting remains stubbornly fragmented despite decades of consolidation attempts. Regional operators dominate local markets, relationships with general contractors drive deal flow, and labor constraints limit scalability. Private equity sees opportunity in this structure. Acquire a platform with proven project management systems, layer in bolt-on acquisitions for geographic reach, then cross-sell services across plumbing, HVAC, electrical, and fire protection. CCMP Growth's backing gives Arrow the currency to execute this playbook. The firm focuses on growth-oriented investments in lower middle market companies, typically targeting businesses with established market position that can benefit from operational improvements and strategic acquisitions. Arrow's specialization in multifamily and light commercial differentiates it from larger mechanical contractors chasing mega projects with lower margins and longer payment cycles. Multifamily construction offers recurring revenue visibility. Developers building apartment complexes typically work with the same mechanical contractors across multiple projects, reducing customer acquisition costs. Light commercial projects, retail centers, medical offices, provide similar dynamics with faster build cycles than large institutional work. The Legrand's acquisition likely brings either geographic expansion or capability extension. Specialty plumbing expertise complements HVAC installation, creating cross-sell opportunities and reducing the number of subcontractors a developer must coordinate. Details on Legrand's revenue, EBITDA, or geographic footprint were not disclosed, but the deal structure suggests a tuck-in valuation model rather than a platform-defining transaction. Macro tailwinds, inventory cycles, and supply chain normalization. The ISM Supplier Deliveries Index registered 58.9% in July, indicating slowing deliveries for the eighth consecutive month after a brief reversal. While slower deliveries typically signal supply constraints, the reading stabilization suggests normalization rather than acute shortage. For contractors, this translates to more predictable equipment lead times and pricing, enabling tighter project budgeting. The prices index dropped to 71.1% in July from 73% in June, still elevated but moderating. Material cost inflation has plagued contractors since 2021, compressing margins and forcing pass-through pricing that clients resist. A sustained decline in the prices index would restore profitability to mechanical contractors operating on fixed-price contracts negotiated months before installation. Inventories across the supply chain show mixed signals. The ISM Inventories Index registered 51.2%, barely in expansion territory, while the Customers Inventories Index hit 40.7%, indicating customers view their inventories as too low. This divergence suggests manufacturers are reluctant to stockpile, but end users need more product. For building materials suppliers, the dynamic supports steady order flow without inventory gluts that trigger price competition. The new Export Orders Index returned to expansion at 53% in July, and the Imports Index rose to 55.7%. Global trade normalization benefits U.S. contractors indirectly by stabilizing equipment availability. HVAC units, pumps, and control systems often incorporate imported components or fully assembled imports. Reliable inbound logistics reduce project delays and warranty claims from rushed installations with substandard parts. Parallel plays. Industrial services mergers and acquisitions heats up Arrow's acquisition sits within a broader 2026 trend of industrial services consolidation. QuadC's investment in Paradigm, an occupational safety and health platform formed through the combination of Code Red Safety, Concept Controls, and HazTech, illustrates private equity appetite for essential services tied to industrial activity. Safety services and mechanical contracting share similar business models. Fragmented markets, recurring revenue potential, and regulatory complexity that favors scaled operators with compliance expertise. Manufacturing expansion drives both narratives. More production facilities require more HVAC systems and more safety oversight. The ISM data confirms this thesis is playing out in real time. The employment indexes return to expansion after 33 months of contraction, means plants are hiring, which necessitates safety training, compliance audits, and ongoing consulting work that platforms like Paradigm provide. The common thread across these deals is defensive growth. Essential services tied to regulatory requirements or physical infrastructure enjoy demand inelasticity. Even in a downturn, buildings need functioning HVAC and employers must maintain safety protocols. Private equity firms underwrite these platforms at lower multiples than pure growth plays, but benefit from cash flow stability and multiple arbitrage on exit through strategic buyers or larger platforms. The Plecamium View CCMP's Aero strategy exploits a structural advantage that most commentary overlooks. Multifamily developers operate on tight timeline where mechanical contractor reliability dictates project completion schedules. A missed HVAC installation date delays occupancy, costing developers carrying costs on construction debt and lost rental income. This dynamic gives scaled contractors pricing power that fragmented peers cannot command. The manufacturing data reveals a second-order play. As semiconductor fabs, battery plants, and advanced manufacturing facilities proliferate across Sun Belt states, the supporting infrastructure, workforce housing, medical facilities, retail must follow. Aero's focus on multifamily and light commercial positions it at the intersection of industrial reshoring and demographic migration. The ISM respondent commentary around AI and data center buildouts confirms capital is flowing to these projects now, not in some hypothetical future. We see Aero as a call option on regional industrial policy. States offering tax incentives for manufacturing facilities are simultaneously approving zoning for residential and commercial development near these plants. Mechanical contractors with regional density capture disproportionate share of this work because they can mobilize labor quickly and leverage existing supplier relationships for equipment procurement. The valuation arbitrage here is substantial. Specialty contractors trade at 6x to 8x EBITDA on average, while larger diversified building services firms command 10x to 12x. CCMP can roll up regional players at the low end, drive margin expansion through centralized procurement and project management systems, then exit to a strategic buyer valuing geographic reach and capability breadth at the high end of the range. The Legrand's deal likely represents one of multiple tuck-ins planned over a 12 to 18-month window, with each acquisition immediately accretive and expandable margin profile. The risk lies in labor availability. The ISM Employment Index's return to expansion indicates competition for skilled trades will intensify. Mechanical contractors face chronic shortages of licensed HVAC technicians and plumbers, limiting growth regardless of demand. Platforms like Aero must invest in apprenticeship programs and retention incentives, costs that pressure near-term margins but create moats against competitors unable to field qualified crews. The bottom line, CCMP, Growth's Aero acquisition of Legrand's Enterprises, represents tactical execution within a multi-year industrial services consolidation wave. With manufacturing production at four-year highs and order backlogs expanding, the demand case for mechanical contracting services is validated by hard data, not hopeful projections. The specialty contractor roll-up model works when the acquirer has capital, operational playbooks, and customer relationships that targets lack. Aero checks these boxes, and CCMP provides the balance sheet to move quickly as distressed competitors or aging owner-operators seek exits. Institutional investors should watch for follow-on acquisitions from Aero over the next 6 quarters. The pace and geography of tuck-ins will signal whether CCMP is building for a strategic exit to a larger contractor or packaging for a sponsor-to-sponsor sale. Either outcome offers return potential in the high teens, assuming margin expansion from procurement scale and modest multiple arbitrage. The manufacturing upswing provides top-line support, but execution risk resides entirely in labor management and project delivery. In specialty contracting, reputation determines deal flow, and deal flow determines enterprise value.